Here, you are standing in front of the remains of the former state-owned company Elektrokohle Lichtenberg. The history of electric coal in Berlin-Lichtenberg begins in 1872. The company Siemens and Halske had built a production facility for the manufacture of alcohol measuring equipment on the site where today's Don Juan Center is located. After 1880, carbon brushes and lightning carbon were mainly produced. During the First World War, the company was an important armaments factory and of great importance for many branches of industry. In 1928, the company merged with Rüttgers Group and was renamed Siemens Plania AG. In the Second World War, important coal products were produced again. And in the last years before 1945, forced laborers from more than 8 nations, including many children between the ages of 9 and 14, were used. Most of these workers lived in barracks in what is now Fentwood Park. After the end of the war, the company was entrusted by the Soviet corporation SAG, and in 1954 the company was handed over to the GDR and it renamed VEB Elektrokohle Lichtenberg. It was the only company in the GDR producing graphite products. At time it counted over 3,000 workers. Until 1993 there was a 200 meter high chimney on the site, the third highest technical building in former East Berlin, after the Berlin TV Tower and the transmission mast in Köpenick. The chimney was then removed with the help of a special excavator. In 1996, the US company UCAR International took over the large coal production division and the small coal division was transferred to the SGL Carbon Group in 1997. In 1997, large-scale production on the Lichtenberg site ceased, the buildings were cleared and the remaining chimneys were blown up. The company was once the largest dirt extractor in East Berlin. Last measurements in 1999 shown a very high concentration of phenols, copper and chromium in the soil on parts of the site. Allegedly, however, a threat to the groundwater could not be determined. Only the former electroplating plant and the former phenol basin were sealed in the meantime, that is to say, filled with earth. Despite a very high level of pollutants and associated environmental pollution, the Senate Environment Department released the property so that in 2005 the Lichtenberg District Office was able to issue building permits for the Don Juan Center without further conditions.